Morning. Welcome to our Election Day coverage of Maseches Brachos. We are up to a world-famous Gemara, Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, where we just finished yesterday, Echad Amarbe v'Echad Amamit. Doesn't matter if you say a little bit or if you say a lot of it. Ubilvad Shiskavin Libo L'Shamayim, as long as you have intent for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For further research on this, Ayin Misil Sisharim, the very, very end, for some fascinating conversation. We are now the third wide line on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where we will be saying some marvelous Torahs in the name of Abaye. Margala Papume de Abaye, there was a pearl in the mouth of Abaye, Li'olim Ya'odim Orum Biyira. A person should literally be used all kinds of tricks. Orum comes to the word of the snake, sneaky, stealth, when it comes to dealing with the Yetzirah. Li'olim Ya'odim Biyira. Taviris Shemay. Okay? So too the Pasuk says, Ma'ane Rach Yeshiv Chama. When you answer softly, that will respond somebody, the person will respond all upset. For example, if you yell at them, they're gonna yell back. But if you're softly, you're just gonna get them all upset. So therefore the best way to deal with something is to go softly. It's the oldest trick in the book. Don't escalate the battle. V'mar b'shalom imechav, imkrova, v'mkol adam. You should always increase peace with your brothers, your relatives, with everybody. V'afilu imnochri b'shuk. Even with the Gentile in the marketplace. You should always be friends, right? If you don't recognize them, right? K'dei sheyehe ahuv l'malas. So you should be loved up above, namely by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nechmed l'mata. And you should be treasured by the people down below. V'yimikubal al abrius, and you should be accepted by all people. Just a maisa I heard yesterday. There was once a bachur who everybody thought they were their friend. Why was it? Because they always had something positive to say about them. Similarly, there's a crazy story at the time of the Holocaust where I forget who the gadol was, but every morning he would greet the German by saying "Good morning, Herr Mueller." That's how he would say it every single morning. Then when he was online, you know, for that terrible line, do you go right to the gas or left to the bunkers? And he looked at the guy and he says, "Good morning, Herr Mueller." And he pointed to the left. Greet always people, should always be maktib to greet people. B'shalom. Amru lav al Riochid Mitzakai, they said about Riochid Mitzakai, Shalom Dimo Adam Shalom Yolam. Nobody ever greeted him first. He always was the first one. Vafilu Nachri B'shuk, even a Gentile in the marketplace. So that's the story of Abaye, always be friendly to people. Margalu Pumidarava. We have a pearl in the mouth of Rava, Tachlis Chochma, the whole purpose of all of wisdom. And Torah is tshuva umaisim tov, is that a person should do tshuva and do good actions. Meaning it's not enough just to know things, to know Torah, but you actually have to live Torah. Story that I once heard, Rabbi Weinberger told me he was taking a class in college, in whatever, it was in a certain very choshev college in ethics. And the teacher who was giving the class was a shtick menuvel. He was not somebody who was ethical. So Rabbi Weinberger asked him, "I don't understand, you're teaching ethics and you're not an ethical person." And he says, "Was Euclid a triangle?" You understand? When you study math and you study intellectual stuff, it doesn't mean you have to live that. That's what the other people think. But a yid, he knows the whole tachlis of chokhmah is that it should change him. Mais and Tovim and Chachma. Shol Yodim Kari Vishon, a person shouldn't sit in Shtaigavek and Torah. Uboet Ba'aviv Be'imo. And to kick out his father and his mother, Urabo, his Rebbe, Umisha Godlum Imena Bechachma Ubeminyan. Nor somebody who's greater than him in wisdom and number and age. Shinemar, Reishis Chachma. The beginning of all wisdom is Yiras Hashem. Is Yiras Shemayim Sechel Tov Lechol Aseim. And he should give good brains to those who do his will. La'osim lo nemar el la'osehem. That means la'osim, not the people do, but la'osehem. What's with the extra hey? La'osim l'shma. Those are the people who learn for the purpose of fulfilling the Torah. V'lo la'osim shelo l'shma, and not to the people who learn for the sake of not keeping the Torah. V'chol la'osim shelo l'shma. Whoever does things not for the purpose of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but does it for covet or other things, noach lo shelo nivra. Better for him never to have been born. Wow. Margala Puma de Rav. Pearls in the mouth of Rav. What was that?
Lo ka olam hazeh olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Olam haba in lo achila v'lo shtiya. The next world doesn't have eating and drinking. V'lo piriyah v'rivyah. Nor could you reproduce. V'lo ma'ase u'matan. There's no longer any business dealings. V'lo kina. No jealousy. V'lo sinna. Nor is there hatred. V'lo tachris. Challenges el tzadikim. What is it? The tzadikim yoshvin, they're sitting around the tzadikim, v'atarosayim b'roshayim, and they have crowns of splendor on their heads. V'nehenim meziv ha'shchina, and they bask in the glory of God. Shenemar, because it says, by Nodav and Avihu, in the Shivim Zakenim, and Shmos, Chav Dalid, v'yechazu as Elokim, they saw God, v'yochlu v'yishtu, and they ate and drank. And the intent of the pasuk is, they were satiated just from the splendor of God, as if they ate and drank. Not that they did eat and drink. You should know, the opening line of the Mesilas Yesharim is that what's the whole tachlis of creation? He writes in his Gemara. He says, "Ma chovas adam ba'olamo l'saneg beziv shchinaso," to glorify, to bask in the glory of the Shechina, which unfortunately we're not going to get to in this world, but if we do what we're supposed to, as a result of that, the next world it will happen. I am Mesilas Yesharim, who piggybacks off of this Gemara. Okay, now a nice word about women. This is not to be viewed as a political endorsement. Gedola haftocha sheftikan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nashim. Great is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the viber, to the ladies. Yoser min ha'anashim, more than men. Shenemar says in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Es, Nashim sha'ananos nasim, rise up, komna. They get up, shamna koili banos, when they listen to the voice of my daughters, botchos ha'azina amarta. Botchos, the second time, I'm confident in their listening, imrosi, to my voice. So it says here, both sha'ananos and botchos. We learn from here that the gedola is the haftacha, is the promise given to women more than men, where it only says it once. Why is it that women have an easier road to olam haba? Amle l'Rav Chiya, noshim b'may zachin. How could women merit olam haba? Three ways. This is such a chashuva gemara. Number one answer on the board. Ba'akru b'nayu lebei k'nishasa. They bring their sons to shul in the morning to make sure they learn. They do carpool. Number two. Ba'adnuye gavrayu bei rabbanan. They kick their husbands out to the Beis Medrash to learn. And number three is v'natrin legavrayu ad'asim bei rabbanan. They wait up late for the husbands to return from the Beis Medrash. Okay? They allow their husbands, Rashi says, to even go learn in another place. The ikar avoda of the woman is not to learn, but to ensure that their husbands learn. And they get the chelek in the learning when the husbands learn. Aye, the husband should get credit for learning, but here's the vort. When a woman pushes her husband out to learn, she gets the full hour of schar. But let's face it, when the husband's in the Beis Medrash learning for an hour, is he really learning for an hour? Okay, a good guy learns 55 minutes out of an hour. 5 minutes he talks a little bit of politics, a little bit of this. He only gets credit for 55 minutes. The woman who pushes the husband out to learn, she gets the full hour. Wow. So the Gemara now talks about a little bit about the brachos that the Chachamim used to give to each other when they used to go back from yeshiva. When they used to separate from each other, Mibei Rabbi Ami, from the base Medrash of Ami, V'amulo, some people said it was really the base, Mibei Rabbi Chaninu, Amr Lehochi, they used to say the following, Olamcha Tira Bechayecha, all the needs that you need in this world should be taken care of, V'acharischa Lechai Olam Haba, right, V'acharischa, and the end should be for you that you should merit Olam Haba, V'tikvascha, and your tikva, your hope, L'dor Darim should be forever, Libcha yehaget tvuna, your heart should always think with bina, with wisdom. Piv, your mouth, yedaber chachmos, should speak ways of wisdom. Uleshoncha, your mouth, yarchish rinanos, should always sing praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afafecha yashru, you should always see things that are yeshar negdecha, next to you. Meaning you shouldn't have to go to a place where everybody's cheating. Einecha ye'eru b'mor Torah, your eyes should be illuminated with the lights of Torah. Upanecha, and your face, Yaziru Kizohar Rakia, should light up like the light of the Shemayim. Okay, you know with Talmudei Chacham, sometimes they have a great radiance in their faces. Sisosecha Yabi Udas, your lips should speak knowledge. Ukliyosecha Ta'alozna Meisharim, and your klayos, your insides, should always be advised for good. Upa'amecha yarutzu lishmoa divrei. Atik yomen. And you should run to hear the words of Atik yomen. Atik yomen means the one who's very ancient. But the way the Mepharshim say Atik is from antique, yomen. What it means is the one who's above time. And who is the one who is above time? Hashem. So that's why you should always get to hear the words of Hashem. That's the bracha given over here in this particular situation. Okay, weiter, next. Kevin Miftar, Rabbanon, Meir, Reb Chista. When the rabbis would leave the house of Reb Chista, the base measure of Chista, Amalebi, Meir, Reb Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni. Other people said it was the base measure of Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni. Amalebi, they say the following. Alufenu, Misubalim. Alufenu comes to the word officers. Misubalim, you should carry. So what does this mean? The pasuk continues also in Telem Kuf Memdal. You should know, Ein Peretz, Vein Yosef, Vein Tzvacha, Birchal Vaseinu. There should be no breaches in our streets. So what is going on in this pasuk? So the Gemara here is going to Teich. Alufeinu Misubalim. What does this mean? We have Machlokas Rav Shmuel. V'amri Lei, some people said it's Machlokas Rav Yochanan Belazer. Chadam Alufeinu, that means that our Sarenu office should be B'Torah, should be holding a Torah. In Misubalim, we should be Te'unin. We should laden upon ourselves B'mitzvos, with mitzvos. V'chadam are those who say Alufeinu, our officers should be B'Torah u'B'mitzvos, holding a Torah mitzvos. U'misubalim B'Yisurim. And we should be laden with Yisurim, burdens. Not burdens, but what are Yisurim? Afflictions. Why do we want afflictions? It's not such a good thing. So Yisurim shall have, it should be in this world, not in the next world. We should get it all over with. The Gemara now is going to continue and say, how does the, remember I told you, the Pasuk concludes, even though it's not in our Gemara, the Pasuk concludes by saying, I had it here before, it says, Ein Peretz ve'ein Yotzes ve'ein Tzvacha b'rechov Aseinu. There should be no breaches, nobody should go out, nor should be yelling in our streets. So what does that mean? Ein Peretz, that's the first part, quotes, Shalote si aso, kasi aso shel David. That our henchmen, our cronies, shouldn't be like the cronies of David HaMelech. She yotze mimenu, who left from his chabura? Achitofel. Who was Achitofel? So Achitofel was one of the advisors of David. He was, so he decided with Avshalom when it came to the war against David HaMelech, and he helped chase him to try to kill David HaMelech. What? That's correct. The Ein Yotzes, and he shouldn't go out. What does that mean? Shlote Siyasa, because Siyasa shall show. You shouldn't be like the people who came out of Shol Melech. She Yotzimenu Doag Ha'edomi. Now, what's the story of Doeg HaEdomi? He was one of the people who was close with Shaul HaMelech, and he was the Av Beis Din. When David HaMelech ran from Shaul, he got to know the ear of Kohanim, and there, Achimelech HaKohen Gadol gave him food and a sword. Okay? So, when Shaul heard about this, he got all ticked off. So, Doeg saw this action, and he told Shaul to revolt against Achitofel. So, that's why Doeg is in trouble, and therefore all the Kohanim of that town all were killed. Okay, what?
So they're all killed.
They were all killed. What? Except for one, there's always one, right? Yeah. Vein tzvacha, you shouldn't. Vein tzvacha, shlote siyato, kisiyato shel Elisha. You shouldn't be like the henchman of Elisha. Who was that? Sheyetze mimenu, Gehazi. We already learned about Gehazi earlier in the semester, earlier in the perek, who was one of the officers of Elisha, right? And Naaman. So, and he wound up getting, because of some things he spoke, he wound up getting saras because of what he did. Biruch of Hosenu in the street, Shaloyalonu, Ben Otalmid, Shemakdiach Tavshilo Barabim. You shouldn't be like a son or a Talmud who literally burns his dishes in public. What does that mean? That he goes off and he encourages others to sin. He's Machdi the Rabim. That's a euphemism for somebody who burns their dishes. Okay. We'll see something about that later on. Remember this Gemara when we get to Daf Samach Aleph or Beis. Just remember that. Okay. I'm not going to talk about it now. We'll talk about it now. Later. Shimuel, the pasuk continues in Yeshaya, Memvav Yud Beis. It says, Shimuelai Abire Lev Harachokin Mitzdaka. Listen to me. Abire Lev. Those are the people, I looked this up. What does Abire Lev mean? I looked it up in the English and it said a word I didn't understand. Heart, they have like a stifled heart. Harachokim mitzdaka. They are distant from tzedakah. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel, Amrilei. Some people say it's Rav Shmuel. Disagree with this. They argued Amrilei. Some people say it's Rabbi Yochanan Belazer. Chara marakolon kulon itzonim mitzdaka. The entire world is sustained by a Kaddish Baruch Hu mitzdaka with the kindness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Vehem, but tzadikim. When it says in pasuk harachokim mitzdaka nizonim bizroa, they are sustained with their own.
with their schusim, with their own merits. So therefore, it says harachokim mitzdakah. They are distant from tzedakah because they don't need the kindness of tzedakah because they themselves merit mizonis. V'charamar kolam kulam mizonim b'tzchusam. There are those who say the entire world merits based on their schus of the tzaddikim. Heim, but the tzaddikim avilu b'tzchus atzmim ein nizonim. Even with their own merits, they don't get sustained, right? They don't need it, but they get mefarnes bekoshi. That for them, they get sustained with great difficulty. So therefore, the pasuk says, "Harachokim mitzdaka." They are distant from tzedaka because they don't get from this world, right? Because they're going to have to wait for when are they going to get the reward to tzaddikim? Not in this world, but in the next world. Because Rav Yehuda Merav, like Rav Yehuda Merav says, "Rav Yehuda Merav, b'chol yom v'yom, each and every day of the time of Chanina ben Dosa, baskol yotzes me'arachov." There was a baskol that came out from Sinai of Omer, as it says, "Kolom kulam nizanim b'shvil Chanina b'ni." The whole entire world gets sustained because of the actions of Chanina. Chanina bini, darli bikav, but dailo bikav, charuvin me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. But Chanina, he doesn't need it. He sustains himself with one cherub, with one carob the entire week. Wow. Because he was misfarnes with anguish and with limited amount. We know this also from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that he was in the cave. He didn't need anything to sustain him. Tzadikim don't need anything. Upligi, this argues on the opinion of Abiri Lev. Tav Yehuda Dam Rav Yehuda. Man Abiri Lev. Who are the Abiri Lev? Those are the Guboi Tavshai. Those are the name of, that's the nation of Bavel, who are Tipshim. They are Rishoyim, and therefore their hearts are stone like a stone. So therefore you read the Pasuk when it says Abiri Lev. What was the Pasuk again? The Pasuk reads, you have to read it a little differently, where it says, da-da-da-da-da, where would the Pasuk go? It says, Shmuelai Abire Lev. Listen to me, Abire Lev, you stubborn guys, harachokim mitzdakah, who are distant from tzedakah, from receiving tzedakah. Amar of Yosef, says of Yosef, Teidi, you should know, dehalo agayir giure minayu, there was never a convert who came from him. Because why? Because the midah of stubbornness causes you not to see the truth of Yiddishkeit. Amar of Ashi, says Rav Ashi about the goyim, Bini Masa Machsaya Abir Lev Ninu. The people of Masa Machsaya, they were incredibly stubborn and Rishoyim. The Kachazi Yikur Daraisa Trezim Libishasa. Because they saw the glory of Torah twice a year. That every Elul and other people used to come to learn the halachas of the Yomtav. They used to come to Masa Machsaya to learn. So they saw all the Tabadim Chachamim coming and the glory of Torah. And nevertheless, Loka Megayre Gayurim Inayu. Nevertheless, there was never a convert who converted from them. Okay, we finished the Gadatah section. Now we're going to finish up the Perek as we get to the Halachic section. So there was a Machlekes Chassid and Rotsa Likros, Kriya Shema, the first night of his wedding. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not everybody's allowed to say Kriya Shema. Chum says, you can. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't. So Lameim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chayish Liyuhura, do you mean to tell me that Rav Shimon Gamliel is concerned about arrogance? Because why can't you say Kriya Shema the night of your wedding? Because, you think you're such a Graysa, you think you're such a Graysa guy that you could hold back and not, and be able to have Kavana for Kriya Shema. You must be an arrogant guy. And Rabbanan Loi Chayish Liyuhura. But the Rabbanan are not concerned about arrogance. And they say, yeah, you know what, if you can, you can. You don't look like a Baal Gaiba. Asks the Gemara, but we learned the opposite in another Gemara. We learned the opposite. Disnan, we learned in Psachim, when it came to Tishabav, Malcolm Shenegu lasts Malachim at Tishabav, in a place where people normally do work on Tishabav, then Osen, you could do work. But if it's a Malcolm Shenegu Shalolasos, but if it's a place where normally people don't do work on Tishabav, ain't Osen. You don't do work. But the whole Malcolm Talmidei Chachamim Betalim. But everywhere, a Talmud Chacham should not do work. Right? A Talmud Chacham should never work on Tisha B'Av. So how should you behave? So Rabbi Gamliel says, everywhere, a person should always look like a Talmud Chacham. Namely, what? He shouldn't do the work. Which means, he's not concerned about Yura. But wait a sec, when it came to Kriya Shema on the wedding night, he was concerned about Yura. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, he's not concerned about Yura. So is he concerned or not? And the opposite, v'kasha the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. We have a kasha from the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan, when it comes to Kriya Shema, we allow you to say Kriya Shema on your wedding night, which we are not concerned about Yura. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, do work,
Don't make yourself out to be like a Kal Tam Chacham, because we are Keter B'Yura. So we have a Kash Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Kash Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Reb Yochanan says, we cannot possibly give an answer for this, therefore, Mukhlefes Hashita. We switch one of the two opinions around. Pick your Sugya and switch the Sugyas around. The Gemara then says, Reb Sheshi Brei Dervidi Amar, Liolam Lo Tachlif, don't switch it around. Der Rabbanan Ad, der Rabbanan Lo Kasha. No difficulty. Why? Because Kriya Shema, when it comes to Kriya Shema, Kivan de Kuli Alma Karu, Viunami Karule, Lo Mechzikura. When it comes to Kriya Shema, since everybody's saying Kriya Shema, and he's saying Kriya Shema also, okay, that doesn't look like a Baal guy, but it doesn't look like an Arab guy, because he's doing what everybody else is doing. But Hasam, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Kivan de Kuli Alma, Avdi Melachi, Viu, Lo Kavid Mechzikura. But since Tisha B'Av, since what? Since nobody's worked, no, everybody else is working, he's not working, he's Yosef in a cloud. Therefore, it looks like he is Yura. We'll give the answer for the Reb Shimon Gamliel tomorrow in Mirtz Hashem. Everybody have a happy Yom HaAliyah.